Attention, BNI Heartland podcast listener. Thanks to your support, our podcast is growing. We've moved the podcast to allow for more growth and more features. If you're hearing this, your subscription or link is from our old feed. Follow us into the future. Search your provider for the BNI Heartland podcast or go to podcast.bniheartland.com to link to our new location. And as always, you can email us at podcast.bniheartland.com. Now, on with the podcast. This is the BNI Heartland Podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, from a lot farther than we normally have on the podcast, but I have Simone Douglas in Adelaide, Australia. She is the executive director out there with a net promoter score of 80. For those of you that know what that means, you know that that's a pretty darn good number. She also owns social media, AOK, so we have a little bit of that digital background together. And then, of course, she runs a pub, coffee shop, Duke of Brunswick. She has two boys also, which I know most of this, via Facebook and LinkedIn. But Simone and I became friends, I'm going to say about 5 years ago, at International Conference. And I am honored to have her on today. Simone, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, Brandon. Thanks for having me today. Very excited to be talking to you.
Thank you. So Simone threw out there on LinkedIn, I believe it was, that she had a goal this year to be on 10 podcasts. And she wanted to know who had a podcast, what podcast people listen to. And some of you may know that I have a goal to put out a podcast every week. So I thought our goals could come together, and I am honored to have her on. But then, of course, with her experience in BNI and just our history as friends, I knew that she would come with some fantastic content. And today, we're going to focus on a blog that Simone wrote, and it's taking the gains exchange and making it, in my opinion, making it easier to answer the questions as you're filling that out. And more importantly, kind of giving you a why to ask these questions that tie in to each of the acronyms. So for those of you that don't know, GAINS stands for goals, accomplishments, interest, networks, and the last one is skills. Now, Simone, we've been texting back and forth, and I love some of your, I'm going to call them accents, Australian ways of saying things. So I would say check off, and I believe you say click off. So I like that about us, and I love it when we get to message back and forth. So let's jump in here. The first one is goals. And as Simone wrote, this is code for dreams. So Simone, share one of the four questions that you could ask and kind of why when we talk about our goals or our dreams.
Yeah, so I guess it's really important to get the backstory when you're finding out about people's goals and dreams. So one of the questions I like to ask is, if your business was actually ticking all the boxes for you, what would that look like in the next 6 months? And the reason to ask this question is, if I understand what this looks like, what you having your perfect business in the next 6 months looks like, then I can identify the gaps. Maybe I can help solve some challenges for you with an introduction to someone. Most importantly, I can start to understand really what it is that you're trying to achieve. And when I know what it is that you're trying to achieve and all the little aspects of that, then I've bought into your dreams, and people who buy into your dreams are much more motivated to help you.
And I agree. And that's why I like that you have the code word, because dreams, people want to help you reach your dreams. Sometimes goals can be so, stationary number or something like that, that you might think, gosh, I really don't know how to get you there. But with dreams, we stand a much better chance. Okay, the next one is achievements. And this is code for wins.
Yeah. So again, I think it's good to understand that your achievements are not awards. So just because, you know, I've been a finalist in the Telstra Business Awards four times, that doesn't get someone else excited about what it is that I do. So my favorite question for this one is, if I was bragging about you and your business at a barbecue, what's the one story you think I should tell that people will remember? And this is because that gives me a great conversation starter. So if I hear someone complaining or talking about their own businesses at a barbecue and I want to be able to introduce you, it gives me a fantastic story to open that door with.
So this, and I enjoyed reading your blog, but this is when I got excited and wanted to get it on the podcast, because I'm a huge fan in the sales world of facts tell, stories sell. And yeah, in essence, when we're building those referrals or passing those referrals, we are selling our fellow member services for them. If you're in a complex referral situation, you're literally selling the business for them. So I like that you ask for the stories, not what do I say to introduce you, but it is what story do I share to brag about you? Because that's how you get people excited to want to do business with a fellow member.
Yeah.
So the next one is interest, and this is code for life. What do you do in your life, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's the danger in B&I that we get too caught up with everything that we do with our business, what we're trying to achieve with our business. But, you know, realistically, it's about understanding life outside of that. So, you know, one of the questions that is really important for me to ask is, what does work-life balance look like for you? And the reason that I ask that question is it starts a conversation about what's working for people and what's not. Potentially gives you an opportunity to help people in other ways. But also, you know, if I say to a member, what does work-life balance look like for you? And they go, I'm always home by 6 o'clock at night and I never network at night because, you know, I've got two kids and that's my only time with them, you know, is between 6 and 8:30 and I promised my partner I'd always be home. Well, then I'm not going to put them under pressure by inviting them to a nighttime event. I'm going to look for daytime events that I can invite them to and bring them along to so we can keep building that relationship.
That's fantastic. That is the platinum rule. You're treating others the way they want to be treated. And of course, in a one-to-one setting, the more we can learn how to do that, the better our results will be.
Yeah.
The next one is going to be networks. And this is code for circle of influences.
Yeah, absolutely. So you need to figure out who knows who in the world, because we never really know who everyone's contacts are. So again, one of the questions that I like to ask is if we were to go to a networking event together to try and find business for each other or add members to our chapter, what event should we go to? Because that starts a conversation about what networks are out there that are mutually beneficial for both of us. And how we can support each other. And also, when you go networking with someone who knows your business well and wants to help you achieve your dreams, that's really powerful stuff and a lot more fun, because you don't have to sell yourself, because your wingman or wingwoman who's out there networking with you will do a much better job of it.
I'll also add that when you network with other people, you have an accountability partner to go to those events and be on time. You know, you can always get caught up at work a little bit and maybe you make it a little late to the networking event. Of course, I never do that. Usually I'm a few minutes early, but I generally have an accountability partner. So maybe that's why I have luck in that area.
Absolutely.
And then the last one, skills. And this is code for dig deeper. And I really like the outlook on this one because I struggle with the skills. I mean, my skill is talking. I don't know how that's going to help anybody.
Oh, it'll probably help a lot of people. But I think, you know, there are so many great questions that you can ask about these things. But, you know, one of the ones that's really obvious is, what specialist skills do you have that have nothing to do with your current career that might help me open a door for you with a referral? And the reason I ask is because in life people have really long and interesting careers. And once I know what your skills catalogue is, I can be more creative with my introduction. So, for example, you know, I have over 20 years experience in hospitality management. So when members are trying to introduce me to a pub or a hotel or a cafe that or a liquor brand that wants to have social media marketing done for them, then they can say, she talks your language. She's been doing this for 20 years. And it's a very different way to open the door rather than going, this girl's really good at marketing.
I like that. Well, and it's easier to sell your experiences than to sell, you know, what you do, because marketing's marketing to some people. But when you can really zero in on their lingo and understand what they're doing, it makes you stand out of the crowd. So then there's a final question, and it specifically says, don't skip this one. Do you know what the final question is?
Yeah. So based on my networks, who would you like me to invite as a visitor to our next meeting? Because I think it's really, really important. You know, you don't want to get caught up having useless cups of coffee in these meetings. You want to take action. And one of the actions I love to take is to bring someone along to meet the member that I've spent the time getting to know.
And I use the task versus purpose. And to kind of close out the blog here, it even says, words are cheap. Take action. Book 6 weeks of one-to-ones today. Use these 20 questions, which we just touched on, to dig deeper. Really, that is how you're going to get the results. And if you guys noticed, almost everything she was doing or talking about in this is giving so that you can gain. So it really sticks to the giver's gain. But how much easier is it to tell somebody about your dreams versus just your goals, or talk about your circle of influences versus your networks? So like I said, a phenomenal way to reword the gains exchange and give additional questions so that I don't have to translate it into what I should be asking. So Simone, what's your final thoughts? What drove you to write this blog?
I was getting lots of my members telling me that they weren't using the gains exchange in their one-to-ones, and that, you know, it was just another B&I mechanism that they had to do. And they'd rather just catch up with their fellow members and just chat naturally. And I said to them, well, you know, it's fine to catch up and have a chat and be social, absolutely. But aren't you meant to be really getting to know each other to a point that you can help each other achieve your dreams? And so, you know, the finish up of that was, you know, if you imagine the power of a network of givers, which is what B&I is all about, who know how to tell your story and how to brag about you and how to open the doors that you don't have keys to, you know, how powerful is that? But you only get to that point if you're actually going through a gains exchange and really digging deep and getting to know each other. Otherwise, you can't possibly create that for yourself.
So I'm going to add a little bit to the close here. I was working with a new chapter today. Actually, you and I had to reschedule this because I had a little bit of drive to get to them. And I was educating them on open networking. And I love new chapters because at that point, they don't have any bad habits. Well, usually they don't have any bad habits. And so I explained to them, open networking isn't just talking about the weather or sports or necessarily what's going on. But if you start asking questions like, what is your ideal referral? If there's a visitor that's networking with you and your group, or if you're just kind of building credibility with somebody, that question stands out that it might even throw them off a little, but that usually means that you're going in the right direction to learn more about them. I would almost say almost every one of your questions that you've written within the gains exchange would fit perfectly in an open networking setting, because they're not just one-ended. They have an opportunity for that other person to really teach us what we can bring to the table for them. I think you've revolutionized open networking with these questions alone, personally.
Aw, thanks.
So if you like this podcast, please share, like, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Simone, thank you so much for your time today.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
And for everybody else, we'll talk to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.